Welcome back to Beyond the Uniform. I'm Justin Asiri, and each week I interview military veterans about their civilian career. Today's episode number 127 with Forrest Bomover.
So I really thought that a cornerstone of my business development plan was to take advantage of my ability to retire from my final duty station, to look around my community within the Tampa area and find ways to build relationships over time that I could then build upon when I start actually building my business development plan.
Well, special thanks to Ryan Ginoff from Cash Money Life and the Military Wallet for introducing me to Forrest. He retired after 24 years in the Navy and went on to become a financial planner. I think this is a really interesting episode because Forrest really anticipated his transition to a civilian career in a way that I think would help listeners, as well as I haven't had anyone on the show before that's a financial planner or in this sort of space, so I think this might be a good potential career for many of you. Also wanted to thank Rob50124, who back on October 23rd left a great review for Beyond the Uniform on iTunes. For those of you who haven't had a chance to do so, would greatly appreciate a positive review on iTunes. Helps me get the word out about the show. So with that, let's dive in to my interview with Forrest Bomover. Well, joining me today in Tampa Bay, Florida is Forrest Bomover. Forrest, welcome to Beyond the Uniform.
Thank you very much. I'm glad to be here.
So special thanks to Ryan Ginoff from Cash Money Life and the Military Wallet. I interviewed him back in episode 61, and I'm embarrassed to say he introduced me to Forrest, and I dropped the ball. The email got lost in my inbox, and fortunately, I just realized that recently, 8 months later, and so excited to have Forrest on the show. He recently retired from the Navy after 24 years of service, first as a hospital corpsman and then as a supply corps officer. While on active duty, he became a certified financial planner and started a few-only financial planning practice called West Chase Financial Planning. I'm sorry, that's a fee-only financial planning practice, which is West Chase Financial Planning. He also runs the site Military in Transition. And so, Forrest, one of the things I wanted to start with asking you about is, you know, at the time that Ryan introduced us, he had just talked about how you were really proactive while you were on active duty in thinking about your transition and preparing for it. And maybe we can start there. Like, how, at what point did you start planning for that transition, and how did you go about that?
Well, okay. So I knew a couple of things about my transition. I didn't know the timeline, but over the course of my career, I had realized that what I wanted to do when I left the Navy was to become a financial planner. And so about 5 years ago, I sat down and actually wrote out a business plan, and it had three parts. The first part was, you know, trying to do research, education, trying to get coursework out of the way and familiarize myself just with the financial planning world. And then the other two parts of my business plan were things that I could put on a shelf until my wife, Tanya, and I realized that we were going to depart the pattern. And at that point, part two would be everything that I could do from a business development perspective while I was still on active duty and, you know, trying to take advantage of a full 2 to 3 year tour at my final duty station to build networks and relationships within my community to really help my business development. And then part three is the normal business development that most financial planners go through. So I put together that business plan, and then I put it on a shelf, and we were fortunate enough to be stationed at U.S. Central Command in Tampa. That was a good career move, and it was also a quality of life move. And once we relocated to Tampa, we quickly realized that that was the end of the road for us. And then we just started working from there, trying to prepare for our transition.
How did you know initially? You said that you knew you wanted to go into financial planning. What gave you that kind of spark that that would be the career path you wanted to choose?
Good question. So probably about 12 years ago, I was stationed on a ship, the USS Cole, and it was during that time, it was both the most challenging and the most rewarding tour that I think I've had in the Navy. And one of the things I realized was that I spent a lot of time working with my sailors on things that had nothing to do with work. And they were family issues or counseling, personal problems that got in the way of their performance. And a large amount of that work and working through those issues, a large amount of that was due to financial pressure that my sailors and their families were facing. So once I was able to take a step back and look at the work that we had done, I realized that I had that I kind of wanted to do this for a living at some point, if there was a profession.
And how did you, so it sounds like the first part of that then was kind of coming up with your business plan. What advice did you have for people around that? Like, how did you start to flesh out what you wanted this, what you would want this to look like while you were on active duty?
So I didn't build a business plan until I realized that financial planning was the idea that just wouldn't go away. So over the course of the next, several years, as I bounced around from duty station to duty station, I realized that a lot of other pet projects or inspirational ideas came to mind, but they always kind of dissipated. And financial planning was the one that really stuck with me. So that was in the back of my mind. And then there were a couple of other things. I call them personal principles. So one, I didn't want to be someone that took off a uniform on a Friday and then came back to the same desk on Monday wearing civilian clothes. That just didn't suit me. I know plenty of people that have done exactly that, and a lot of them have rewarding second careers, but a lot of them also really just don't appreciate, or they really are in a work to live kind of mentality where they go to work, they do their job, and then they leave. And I really wanted something more than that. So that was one thing. And then the other thing I think really kind of stuck in my mind was over the course of my career, I've had the opportunity to work with or get to know people that ran their own business on the side. So some people ran businesses based on a skill or a trade that they picked up in the military. Some people just took advantage of real estate markets and bought rental properties or did fix and flips. But oh, all that time, I would listen to someone's story and I would just be amazed. And so one of the other driving things that I had in my mind was I wanted to have my own business. So those two things, plus having a desire to be a financial planner, is what led my wife and me to my wife and I to decide that we were going to open our own financial planning firm.
And then, the other component of this, business development or starting to build up those relationships that you might eventually work with when you had your own business, how did you think of that in terms of keeping track of people and starting to like really figure out who you might want to work with once you had your own company up and running?
So when I first started researching financial planning, I talked to a retired Supply Corps officer who basically retired and then moved to a completely unfamiliar place that had nothing to do with any of his Navy career or his prior life. And despite that, he worked for a company and he was one of their top producers by the end of the year and went on to become a very successful person. He eventually started his own financial planning practice and now has the business that he really wants. But I also looked at that and I said, that's probably not going to happen to me. And it really doesn't happen to a lot of people where you don't already have some sort of organic network of relationships. So I really thought that a cornerstone of my business development plan was to take advantage of my ability to retire from my final duty station, to look around my community within the Tampa area and find ways to build relationships over time that I could then build upon when I start actually building my business development plan.
And for listeners who might not be familiar with financial planning, how would you explain what you do for a living and kind of what does your typical day look like?
So financial planning means a lot of different things to a lot of different people. I think the general public has a natural distrust of financial planning because that's usually followed by either a sales pitch into either some sort of investment or some sort of insurance product. But when I look at financial planning and the way I learned through the CFP program, the Certified Financial Planner program, is that there's a lot of factors that go into the relationship each person has with their money. For example, taxes are a big issue, estate planning, cash flow. All of these things are important to the financial planning process. And if you focus too much on one thing without looking at the impact that it has on everything else, then you might be doing a disservice. So I see my job is really having a relationship with people where we walk through that process together and we address each part of the financial planning process in a proactive manner that allows them to solve their problems, outline what they want their money to do for them in terms of supporting their values or their life's goals, and then addressing things that happen unexpectedly.
And getting there, it looks like while you were on active duty, you went to the college for financial planning. What was your experience like there?
So the College for Financial Planning was actually the original school for for the CFP designation. And over the past few decades, the CFP board has actually become its own standalone entity. But the College for Financial Planning actually has an online program that I was able to be a part of, and I was able to take each major subject of the financial planning process as its own course. And the final course is what's known as a capstone course, where you actually put together a sample financial plan for a fictional client based on, factors that your instructor puts together. It's basically a fairly complicated case study for which you write a financial plan. And so that's actually a pretty worthwhile endeavor, and it's actually a requirement for the CFP board now to sit for the exam.
And I'm wondering, based on the experience you've had in financial planning, what's some advice that you would give to listeners that are on active duty about preparing for their transition financially? Is there any maybe common mistakes that people make in with finances, or just kind of lessons that anyone would benefit from?
All right, so I would say there are three things. General guidance is to never give absolutes, but I believe in three absolutes when it comes to planning for your transition. First, you can never save enough money, whether it's your emergency fund, whether it's money that you've set aside, you know, for whatever purpose, but you can never have too much money set aside, because even if you think you're going to a job, you know, you could just as easily be laid off, and you'll need something to back you up while you're working through that process. Two, you can never start planning for your transition early enough. I started planning for my transition about 5 years prior to my retirement, and there were still things that I was kicking myself for because I overlooked them or because I hadn't paid enough attention to them. And then third, I don't think you can really talk to enough people who have gone through that process themselves. I mean, they don't have to be a financial planner, but just someone that you respect, a mentor, and, you know, from a variety of pay grades. Because I'll be honest, I retired as a mid-grade officer, but I saw a lot of people that retired as 04s and 05s that were much more successful than some of the 06s that I saw retire. And it all has to do with mindset and preparation. And, you know, being able to have conversations with those folks really informed my decisions on the things I needed to do for my own transition.
And are there resources that have helped you that could be blogs or books or programs, things that have helped you with financial planning or help you understand your own finances that you would recommend to veteran listeners?
Sure. I'd be remiss if I didn't mention Ryan because he did introduce us, but also he was one of the first, if not the first, personal finance bloggers for military audiences. So he's been doing this for quite some time, and his website, Military Wallet, is a great place to start. I have to mention Doug Nordman with The Military Guide, even though he no longer owns it. And Doug's an interesting story because he's actually one of the few people that retired and decided he never needed to have a paying job again. And so he wrote his own book, the Military Guide for
I interviewed him for episode number 81. Yeah, and his book The Military Guide to Financial Independence and Retirement. And he actually gives away 100% of the royalties towards charities. But he's an incredible story too, because he got out after his 20 years and has basically been retired since then and really prepared financially for that. And I didn't realize he's not operating his site anymore, but he was a great guest to have on the show.
He actually sold the website a few years ago to Cortez Riggs, who actually is holding the Mill Blogging Conference, down in Texas. I think they had that last week. But he sold that to Cortez just because he wanted to focus more on interacting with people and sharing his insight than he did. Then he was interested in operating a blog. Kate Horrell would be another great person. She actually writes the Military Chronicles or the Paycheck Chronicles for, I believe it's military.com. And she always gives great advice on, you know, a wide range of things. And so those are three folks that I think would be great. Those are folks that I've always bounced ideas off of or asked opinions of, you know, as I kind of went forward.
That's great. And I was also curious, just to learn more about, while you were on active duty, you operated and ran this site, Military in Transition. I think over 150 different articles that you wrote there. And I'm curious about what that experience was like and any thoughts you'd have for people about why they might want to consider writing while on active duty or about th while thinking about what they're going to do next.
I'd say a couple of things about writing. First, for me, it's probably more therapy than anything. I mean, writing a blog about your retirement process as you're going through it really forces you to think about the subject matter before making a decision. So, for anyone facing, major decisions or going through some sort of substantive process, writing can be a good way to force yourself into capturing and articulating your thoughts. And over time, you become a little bit more natural and the way you think, and it starts to inform your philosophy. And I think any successful blogger will tell you that, it takes time just to get good at the craft of writing an article, not just from, an SEO perspective, making it easier to find on the internet, but really trying to find your own voice because, the really good articles that are out there are now being found because they're natural. They don't, Google doesn't like keyword stuffing in terms of trying to raise your article for search results. But it also usually comes from a writer that's naturally developed their voice over time and built their own audience. So I would say that for me, it was therapy. But I also realized that as I was building my financial planning practice, the blog and my business development were starting to go into different directions. And Ryan and I have been talking over the past couple of months, and we've reached an agreement that I'll tr over the next few months, I'll be transitioning the vast majority of my articles to his military wallet website, so that the content that helps people has a broader audience to reach. Obviously, since he's been doing this a lot longer than I have, he's got a more extensive reach of a reader audience, and I think that it's a great opportunity for some of the articles that I've written to reach a wider group of people and hopefully help them.
That's great. Well, I always like to leave the last question open-ended and just kind of give space for you to share any other lessons learned or kind of final words of wisdom that we didn't cover in the interview. And so, knowing that you've got a group of veterans who have transitioned, as well as people who are currently on active duty, what other advice would you want to impart to them?
I would say that the difference between a successful transition and one that's not so successful is really one that you define yourself. So the sooner you start thinking about what your transition's going to look like, and the sooner you start talking to people about their experiences, and the sooner you start saving money aside for those bumps in the road ahead, I think the happier you will be once you get onto the other side of that retirement date.
That's great. I mean, I love that example that you've been in, just really anticipating that change and starting to put thought into it ahead of time rather than at the last second really trying to figure that out. And I imagine it's not really a process you can rush. You needed that time to be able to explore and talk to people and learn from them and have that redirect you in your own search. So I think that's really spot on advice.
Well, thank you. No, I would also say the other unsolicited piece of advice really would be definitely take the transition assistance program or the whatever they call TAP now. Take it at least once, but take it more than once, and take advantage of any of the other resources that you might hear about. But you would need to make sure that you're paying attention and having those conversations to know what opportunities are out there.
Well, this is great. Well, Forrest, I appreciate your time and your advice on this. For listeners, you can find more information at West Chase Financial Planning online, and for the time being right now, military and transition as well. So, Forrest, thank you for your time and your advice on all this.
Hey, thank you very much, Justin.
Surface, surface, surface.
All right, folks. Well, thanks again for listening. Quick plug, if you're not yet on our mailing list, go to beyondtheuniform.io/newsletter, or at the top of the screen, you'll see a little sign up to add your name to our newsletter. More and more now, I'm using that to solicit feedback and make early announcements. Another plug, if you haven't been able to give us a positive review on iTunes, like Rob50124, would really appreciate that. Helps me get the word out about this show, get in front of more veterans who might benefit from it. That's all. Have a great week, and I will see you next week with more interviews from veterans about their civilian career. Thanks.